It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Morneau. Trade tensions have been ongoing since the Trump administration announced tariffs on goods from allies of the U.S. Jerry Pacheco, president of the Border Industrial Association, recently joined us on KRWG-TV's In Focus to give us some perspective on how this may impact companies operating along the border with Mexico. Here's a preview of that conversation. Now, I want to talk with you about the tariffs that the Trump administration has announced on Mexico, Canada, and the European Union as well. You have wrote that you are very concerned about these tariffs and how they may impact business along the border. Could you share with us why are you so concerned?
Because it's not a black and white matter. Supply chains, particularly let's say on the border, are so integrated. You may have a Santa Teresa-based manufacturer that's supplying an OEM, a buyer in Mexico. But they're using components maybe from Taiwan, they might have some from China, they might have some from Germany. Any tariffs wholesale against a country is going to disrupt that supply chain. Plus, a lot of people don't know, and I always say this, New Mexico is a major automotive production base. And that tends to freak people out because you never think of New Mexico as an automotive production base. But in Santa Teresa, we have a multitude of companies that are supplying the automotive industry in Mexico, or they're bringing stuff out of Mexico and distributing it. So these tariffs that I think the administration views in a black and white manner cannot be viewed that way. You see the disruption, and perhaps even worse than the actual tariff is the day-to-day confusion of trying to operate in this business environment when you don't know what the administration is going to do next.
President Trump has tweeted out that the U.S. is losing billions in trade deals. Also, his administration has imposed tariffs on steel, aluminum. How does that impact workers here in the United States? I mean, there may be some workers that are happy to hear that news who work at a steel factory or something like that. Why should they be concerned?
Well, I would imagine if you're at a steel factory that's been shut down for a while, there's hope that it's going to restart. But that's such a small smidgen of the entire steel market. You have to look at the value-added production of that raw materials. Stampers, slitters, metal fabrication companies. Those are the companies that are going to get hit hard with these tariffs. And there's many more workers in that tier of industry than they are making the iron ore into steel. So the effect is much more pronounced of what on that sector, on many more workers that the administration is doing.
Mexico has reacted as well in imposing tariffs on the U.S. How big of a concern are businesses where you're located in Santa Teresa that do business along the border with Mexico?
Very, very concerned. But I call what's happening between Mexico and the United States in certain areas a phony war. Let me explain that to you. The day that Mexico declared that it was retaliating with 15 to 25% tariffs on U.S. steel and aluminum imports into Mexico, I started getting calls from all of our businesses. I started getting calls from reporters. And I didn't know any detail of how Mexico was going to impose those tariffs. So I started calling the Mexican government, the Secretariat of Commerce. I started calling the U.S. Department of Commerce. Nobody has information. So I've got these companies wondering, well, how does that affect us? Finally, Mexico issues what they call a decree that details how they're going to impose the tariffs. Well, anybody that's participating in Mexico's maquiladora industry, of which a lot of our firms are, they're shipping in bond, duty-free to Mexico already, they're not going to be whacked with the tariff. Well, if you consider that 80% of U.S.-Mexico trade is based in the maquila industry, what is Mexico really doing? Plain politics like we're doing with Mexico. Because Trump did the same thing to them, but there's so few Mexican steel and aluminum imports that come into the United States that it really is more political than anything. However, the confusion of trying to find out whether you're affected, how are they applied, I got to get together with my lawyer and accountant, it's not good for the business environment.
Now, the European Union also has said that they're willing to retaliate as well. How is this going to impact the business?
You ever get the feeling that it's us against the world? And that's what's happening right now. I mean, how do we as a nation, how did we get to a point where Canada's an enemy? I mean, we talk about the West Europe being our great allies, and we have this great relationship with the UK. I say that probably the United States has the warmest relationship with Canada of any nation, in our world here. And to get Canada in a position where they're questioning why the president's using national security as a method by which to impose the tariffs, which is what he's doing, because we're breaking all World Trade Organization laws and we're impinging upon NAFTA, and he's saying it's national security. Canada outright says that's ridiculous. Yeah, we're going to invade the United States from your northern border. You know, we're lucky to have Canada there, and we're lucky to have Mexico as a partner in the South. It's got a hollow political ring to it.
That was Jerry Pacheco, president of the Border Industrial Association. You can listen to the entire conversation Saturday on Images at 5:30.